He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I gotta be a little older to pull one over on me.
Pull over. It's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
That's awful.
What are you talking about? It's dummy and dumber.
Oh, and dumbest.
Can you believe what? This has been, how long have we been on a hiatus?
At least 2 weeks. I think it's got to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, two, three. Maybe close to three, yeah.
A lot of requests for 37 coming.
I know.
Well, one.
Yeah, one request.
One, and it was like 2 weeks later, like, are you guys ever going to post 37?
Hey, I just noticed that you guys haven't posted anything in a while. Yeah. Thanks for the 2 weeks later.
I was just going to get my colonoscopy. I wanted something to ease the pain.
Speaking of colonoscopies and getting in the butt.
Yeah.
When I got back from vacation, I flat tire.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great, this is how to cap this off.
Somebody stepped on the back of your shoe.
So anyways, I had to go get, like, I have a little compressor. I filled it up.
Yeah.
Went and they're like, yeah, you need new tires already. I'm like, goddamn. So, this morning I had to go out and get four new tires.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we don't have your size tires. So I ended up getting four new rims and four new tires.
Get the fuck
so I can get a different size. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't you wait?
Because
you can order them and get them in.
Yeah, but I'm sick of freaking waiting.
You get some Toyos.
I got some
Yakamas.
Hanuk. Oh. I got some Hanuks.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
The H-A-N.
All terrains.
Double OKs.
Yep.
I think those are knockoffs.
I think they're double OK.
I think they're
terrible. Not OK.
They're not OK.
Oh, the first one is a zero. It's zero OKs?
Dude, you got hung up for new rims too. You stupid bastard.
I'll tell you what, I went to Costco.
Yeah.
And what I would have paid at Costco, I got new rims and new tires. So
you paid, hang on, $8.95.
What's that?
$8.95. That's how much you paid.
For my badass truck?
For the tires and the rims.
For tires and rims? $8.95?
Yeah. Wow. Not even close, right?
Not even close.
It's way over a grand.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not way over.
For my truck, I pay like $600.
Yeah, because you get the, you're not driving through fucking job sites like I am.
I got Fleet White, baby.
Yeah.
I got Fleet White. Basic rims.
My shit was $1,200.
I got spinners. That's when the tire falls off and keeps rolling.
Yeah. When you spin out of control and kill a family.
Because I have a truck with 15-inch rims. Hi-yo. Man, so you did go on vacation,
I did, yes.
That's part of the reason why they hate us.
So, yeah, I took the fam to Disney.
Ooh.
Or the fam and I went to Disney.
Look at you. You're throwing money around like fucking nobody's business.
Oh, man.
New rims, new tires, Disney.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So we get there. You know, the flight wasn't too bad going there. Kids were kind of miserable. Yeah. I sat by myself.
How old are the kids now?
3 and 5.
Yeah, I should know that.
Yeah, you should.
We are family.
Yeah. So the flight there wasn't too bad, but you get there, they're already miserable. And then you got to take a bus to the resort and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then
they have that VHS magic tape rolling too on that bus.
Where they play little videos on it, which is good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Kids,
yeah. So we get there, and then we finally get settled, get our cabin and everything.
Wait, where are you staying?
We're staying at Fort Wilderness Cabins. So like we have a kitchen inside, and it's just, you know, a bed and two bunk beds, a living room, kitchen.
Fort Wilderness is like the Super 8, as far as that place is concerned.
What are you talking about? Have you been there?
It's a roach motel. No. No, I wouldn't even, I would dare step foot in that place.
No, it's nice. It was actually, I would go back there.
I stayed in the place where the kid got eaten by an alligator.
Really?
That was a good one. Yeah, it was Animal Kingdom or something.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom was pretty cool. Hmm. But the, the first real day, so the first day we didn't go to the park or anything. We just got settled, got the kids ready. So we get up the next day, it's pouring rain. And we're like, we paid all this fucking money, we're going. So we go to the Magic Kingdom that day.
Yeah.
Just soaking wet, there for like 4 hours, 5 hours, just in the rain. It was miserable. Get home and
do the kids like it though? Magic Kingdom is where like Tinkerbell and everybody.
Exactly, yeah. That's where the big castle is that you see in the Disney movies. So yeah, it was fine. Okay, kids had an okay time for the rain. They didn't complain at all.
Yeah.
Even though it was cold and rainy.
I'm trying to be respectful.
But then we get back.
Okay.
Okay. Would you be respectful of what?
I'm trying to figure out how long I wait until we start ranking how hot each individual character was.
We'll get there.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So By the way, Goofy,
yeah,
suck a mean dick.
That nose goes right in the old bee hole.
So it was soaking wet. Only brought one pair of shoes. Didn't bring a raincoat. Okay.
How do you not look at the weather?
We did, and we knew it was going to rain. But I get my raincoat. I wash it the night before, and the fucking thing disintegrates in the washing machine.
Really?
Yeah. So toss it and like, fuck it, we'll just go. Goddamn. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Goddamn Kirklands.
Yeah. And it was a Columbia. It was a good one. But anyways, the next morning we wake up, and the fucking cabin smells so bad from my shoes being wet. It smells like a dead fucking raccoon had lived in there for a month.
Really?
Okay. So these shoes that I got, first day I wore them was that Britney concert where we got stuck in the mud in an old cow farm.
Oh, the one at 360 where you went with Mafa.
Yeah. And I fell in the mud and I was covered from head to toe in mud. So I cleaned them when we got home.
Yeah.
But it just brought that smell right back.
That's gross.
So
those are brand new.
I maybe wore them 10 times. So the first day I wore them was in the mud.
Jesus.
And then this is the 10th time I've worn them. And so Amazon Now, they went on Zappos, ordered shoes. They were there the next day. It was beautiful.
Get out
just
of
got
here.
New shoes. Yeah. Got them delivered right to the place.
What's the difference between Amazon Now and Amazon Prime?
Amazon Now is same day delivery. Amazon Prime is next day or 2 day.
What did that run you? So you got the same exact shoes.
I got new shoes. I got Nikes because, you know.
You don't even try them on? Like, I have to try on.
I don't give
sneakers.
A shit. I didn't have the option.
Well, you could have bought the same exact shoes if you liked them.
That's true.
New.
But didn't. I bought these new ones.
Give me retail and then give me the Amazon Now price.
I paid less than $50 for the shoes and delivery and everything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
I wonder why your stuff disintegrates. Fucking, that's a $50 for immediate delivery.
Yeah.
Somebody, you press click and somebody throws them through a window.
You know what? I was gonna. They cut them down off of the wire. Yeah, snip, snip.
Here you go.
So, the rest of the vacation, we had a good time. Kids, you know, kids had a good time.
What was their favorite place?
We went to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And while we're there was like an Elsa sing-along thing. They go there and they play the movie.
Wait,
in the background.
Universal Studios?
Hollywood Studios, okay, not Universal.
Yeah.
Universal is not part of Disney.
Right.
So, Hollywood Studios, there's like an Elsa sing-along. They play all the songs, so the kids are all singing.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, like Elsa comes out and they all sing.
Yeah.
And then she stamps her foot down and then it starts snowing inside the building.
Oh, yeah.
Like foam comes down and it blew their minds. They thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah. Elsa was pretty hot though.
So they met Elsa and she was like an albino. She was so like white.
Yeah. It's my jam.
Yeah. I'd say The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love redheads.
Yeah.
I love redheads.
Yeah.
And those girls are obviously not real redheads and they're very
beautiful.
Oh,
I saw her
beautiful.
Pussy hair. Definitely
really?
A redhead.
Carpet, drapes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Match, check, check.
Oh, I saw Beauty and the Beast.
So I was having kind of a shitty day. It was that rainy day.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, what the fuck? I'm spending all this money for this bullshit. And then my brother-in-law and sister-in-law were there with their kids and they're miserable.
Were you guys all staying in the same place?
No, we stayed like in cabins across from each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get in there to Beauty and the Beast and it's like a big hall and they bring you in and then they get the kids to do little parts and stuff like that.
Yeah, I play a part in that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you play? One of the guards? Yeah,
yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Belle is fucking so hot.
She was okay.
So,
she kind of had goofy eyes.
I seriously started thrombing. Mm-hmm. I got a little venous thrombosis.
I played the fucking part, man.
I
killed that fucking role. Yeah.
Just wait. Hollywood Studios, here we come.
Yeah, yeah. I got an agent now. No, an Asian. I got an Asian now.
Oh. I was going to ask if you wanted a headshot.
Yeah. I know what you meant by that. Skiplash. All right.
So.
Trip was good. Okay. I know this is long and drawn out, but we'll get into the good
stuff.
So
wait, during the trip, I sent you a text of a story about
you did.
A guy on Space Mountain who jumped off of the roller coaster while you were there.
What I said to everybody was, fucking guy jumped off. You guys hear about this? And you know what everyone said to me? Yeah, that was Disneyland, not Disney World, you fat loser.
I sent you the wrong one?
Yeah.
I should really read these things.
Yeah, so that was in L.A.
Inglewood, California should have given it away.
Yeah. Probably.
Routers. Routers or Reuters?
I think Reuters. It's Reuters.
Yeah. I got a couple of Reuters.
I have a couple of routers.
They're killing me right now. You got a pillow for me? That was a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, hemorrhoid joke. I got it. Do you have a pillow for me and maybe some cotton swabs? Because I'm leaking through my undies.
Yeah, and you have a loose constitution because I need you to help me wipe these things.
Bill of Rights? That would Bill of Rights joke?
Yeah, maybe. No, a constitution.
Like, yeah, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution is the Bill of Rights. That was where I was going with that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
And fucking George Washington.
You making fun of my wooden teeth? You dick. You know I'm sensitive.
I'm making fun of your apple nut.
So this is where the story gets good.
Hashtag apple nut. Sorry. Yeah, this is where the story gets good. You're leaving.
We're leaving.
Yeah.
So it's the Magical Express. Okay, so you just give your bags, and they take them, and you don't see them again until you get to Austin.
It's magic.
So we say, fuck it, we're not even going to do a carry-on. Why do that?
Yep. Drop it all off.
Drop everything off.
Yep.
Just the kids' little backpacks with toys and shit.
That's it.
Get to the airport,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, what the fuck is going on with this security line? It's very fucking long.
Yeah.
So there's like little concourse signs coming down, and it's probably like two signs down, so maybe, you know, 30 yards down to where the security actual gate is to start.
Sure.
So we're not too far back, because you turn around, and after about a half hour, it's fucking really far back there. But we're probably there about 10, 15 minutes, and everyone's like, what is going on?
And so line's not moving.
You're just sitting there. We're just sitting there. And then it's like people come by with a stretcher.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, yeah.
Heart attack. Fat guy, heart attack.
Yeah. So we wait longer.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, nothing's happening. So there's a guy back of me, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go check and see what the hell's going on. So, all right, let us know. So he goes.
Go ahead,
G.I. We get the two kids, so it's tough for us, you know?
Yeah. You can't help.
Well, yeah.
The hell are you going to do? Exactly. You have kids.
Yeah. It's not like I worked for the TSA before.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did.
Bam.
So
the guy. Not like I like kissing.
The guy comes back, and he's like, they're not letting anyone through. Yeah. He's like, there's caution tape up. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So it's like a game of telephone. Shit just starts coming down the line. All of a sudden, someone comes to me and goes, a TSA agent just killed himself, jumped off the 10th story of the hotel that's right there. So inside that airport at the Southwest checkpoint is a hotel.
Yes.
The guy climbs up there and does a swan dive.
Yeah.
Off the 10th story floor and lands like right in the middle of the atrium.
Wide open atrium.
Yeah.
Right near McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Splat.
I had a Subway sub there recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it the day after you pushed the guy off?
It was right then. Yeah.
So now we're like, oh, balls.
Yeah.
Two hours rolling by.
Yeah.
2 hours goes by. No movement line. I'm looking at the app on the phone. It's delayed. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Another hour goes by, delayed even further.
Yep.
Another half hour, canceled.
Yeah.
So now we've been in that line for 3 hours with my two little kids and my wife being like, what the hell's going on?
The kids must have been going bananas.
Kids were miserable.
They are the worst.
So now I got to go up to the actual Southwest people.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you canceled my flight.
We're now not free to move about the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go up there. That line is fucking even longer.
Yeah.
So at least this one's moving.
Yeah.
So I spent 2 hours in that line.
What did the lady do with the kids?
She found a quieter spot.
Yeah.
And sat there with them and tried to keep them occupied.
Rub a little whiskey on the old gums. Knock them out.
No, they weren't teething.
Okay.
No, she. Right. We use Xanax to knock our kids out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're Americans.
Yeah. American.
American. So, meanwhile, I'm texting the brother-in-law and the father-in-law. The father-in-law and mother-in-law ended up coming down and staying with us.
Yeah. Where did you stay?
In a cabin.
What?
Fort Wilderness. In a cabin.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? At the airport?
Yeah, that fucking night.
Yeah, I'll get there. Okay.
It's taken a hell of a long time.
So I get to the people, and they're like, yeah, you can't get out today. Sorry. You can get out tomorrow morning. Instead of doing your 2-hour flight to Austin, you can do a 2.5-hour flight to Indianapolis. And then when you're there, you can have a 4-hour layover and then take another 2.5-hour flight to get to Austin.
Yeah.
So, okay, if that's all I can do. Or you can rent a car and drive to Tampa, and then you're going to get on a flight later on that day and fly. And then you can fly direct to Austin, but it wouldn't be until 6 o'clock at night, so I got to find something to do in Tampa with the kids.
Yeah.
That's what the in-laws end up doing, renting a car and going to Tampa.
Yeah.
We get a little piece of paper saying, hey, you're a distressed flyer.
Yeah.
Call this number and you can get discounted rates.
Yeah.
Call it. And they said, yeah, we don't have any more discounted rates. Everything is sold out. So hot where damn. Where can we stay? How about the hotel that the guy just fucking jumped out of?
Really?
Let's go there.
Same room?
Not the same room. We got the 8th floor, not the 10th.
Oh.
They caution taped off the 10th floor.
Really?
So I'm going up the elevator. $400 for the night.
Oof.
Yeah.
You didn't even get a discount on that?
No.
Damn.
I'm like, a guy just killed himself. You can't do anything?
Man.
Yeah. They, needless to say, I find out there was a big dance competition at this hotel.
Oh, shit.
All these like young middle school girls and stuff like that all saw this guy fucking kill himself.
Really? Yeah. Can you imagine sitting there and a guy jumps off and smashes his face on the atrium?
Yeah. Crazy.
In the atrium mall?
Yeah.
Hey.
Steal his wallet.
Do you know what it is? A white guy?
I don't know. I didn't want
to. It's got to be. The only people that kill themselves are white guys.
Really?
Yep. Very few white ladies. Just white guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a true statistic or you just make it up?
I don't know. Stories I hear. I watch NCIS too. They only investigate white guys.
They only have white guys on that show too. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, what's it, Mark Harmon?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that him? Bakula. Scott Bakula used to be on NCIS really? Too. Yeah. Did you ever see Quantum Leap? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. It's a great show. Quantum Leap.
I don't think we've talked about it.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah. That was my trip. Then I get home and I had a flat tire.
So this guy cost you 400 bones plus meals.
No, 400 bones. We had no clothes.
Yep.
We had to keep the kids entertained because, you know, we were at the airport at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So now we got to keep them entertained all day. So we can't find, we got to buy bathing suits and stuff. We have zero clothes, no toothbrushes, no nothing.
We buy bathing suits.
Because we want to take them swimming.
Okay.
While we're there in the hotel. So my wife buys girls, small pants to, you know, the smallest things you can find.
Yeah.
And like, you know, really ties them tight for the kids.
Yeah.
That cost $200.
Yeah.
For the little stupid outfits.
It's unbelievable.
Food that night was $100.
You should, what? What'd you eat?
The
room service?
Not room service. Yeah, room service. But like from the whatever restaurant was open at the hotel.
You couldn't get an Auntie Anne's pretzel in the airport?
I could have gotten an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Okay. What's wrong with
that? To feed my kids.
What's wrong with that?
That's not a nutritious meal.
Okay.
Yeah. I feed my kids right.
Man, you got to make some smarter choices.
Yeah, I was.
100 bones for dinner.
Yep.
You could have gone and gotten.
What?
When you're in the poorhouse, I don't want to hear about it. I'm not going to lend you a dime because you're just going to blow it on fucking $100 meals.
No. If I'm poor, no. Yeah. Scratch tickets, man. That's what you invest in.
You're like a guy on welfare. You're blowing all your money on rims, $100 meals.
Yeah.
Jesus. What is that sticking in your asshole?
That's a Marshall's tag.
Oh, I thought it was some cash money.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You want to know?
Yeah.
This is how I ball on $60 jeans.
From what? Marshall's, too.
No, just kidding. These cost me $10.
Boom. Are those new?
Yeah.
I like the way your thighs look. You're welcome. So that sounds like a good trip to Florida. You got rained out. A dead squirrel fucking sat in your shoes.
Yeah.
And then you skipped right over to the end of the trip where the guy killed himself.
I know. So
did you see
the highlights?
Brains on the floor?
No. I was actually surprised because the atrium looked spotless. They cleaned that shit up quick.
Jesus.
Well, not really quick. I was there. It was 5 hours before I could get in there.
Yeah, it was a long time.
So the best ride at Disney is that new Avatar.
My wife.
That Avatar ride?
Yeah, that Avatar ride.
Did you go on it?
It almost put me into Seizureville. That thing was worth fucked. It.
So
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I waited till the end of the day and I popped a lorazepam and I was like, let's do this shit. And dude. So I'm half high and I'm like, whoa. I told you that story.
Yeah. It is the coolest fucking thing though.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's splashes over
you in the face.
It's over in no time though.
Yeah. So I went on it. The brother-in-law has Crohn's disease, which I thought is a fake thing.
Yeah.
But this poor bastard, man, he is.
Isn't that?
It is fucking tough.
Isn't that who the Avengers fought recently?
Yeah. Crohn's disease. Yeah. Avengers assemble.
Assemble at the proctologist.
Yeah. No, it's rough, man. Fucking guy just eats oatmeal and hard-boiled eggs. It's like, yeah.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Jesus. That seems like it would give me the, I eat hard-boiled eggs. I mean, those things come out steaming. they got a sting to them.
Yeah. Well, that's all they can eat, man.
Really?
And just meats, you know, like, but light meats, like chicken.
With Crohn's disease?
Yeah.
That's all you can eat?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You can do it too, because you have epilepsy, I guess.
Yeah.
You can go up right up to the front line.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I got the ADA thing. They just bloop, bloop. They scan your little thing, your penis, and they say, all right, your fast pass starts at whatever time, and it's no expiration. And
what?
Once you get on it and you use the fast pass, you just go up to the next thing you want to do. Bloop, bloop. All right, come back at this time. Your fast pass will be there.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait, run me through that again, because this is an unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
So you
go to like the town square place in Magic Kingdom,
yeah.
And you go to like the customer service place and you go, hey, listen, I have a medical condition. I have, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's an approved one epilepsy is, but Crohn's disease apparently is.
Yeah.
And he went there and they signed us all up. We all got the bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Like you can do up to 6 people.
Yeah.
And all of us get fast passes under your ADA thing.
For every single ride.
For every single ride. But you can only do one at a time. So you get three fast passes a day, right?
Yes.
Okay. On top of that, the way he would do it was like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to run over to so and such and such a place and get us. He called it a gut pass.
Yeah.
My gut pass.
Yeah.
He'd go over there, bloop, bloop. All right, be back here by 10 or, you know, anytime after 10.
Yeah.
We go on all our stuff. At 10 o'clock, we go, we ride that thing. He'd be like, all right, I'll be back. Runs over to such and such a place. Bloop, bloop. Be back here by 11:30. 11:30, we can go on the next ride.
No shit. I got to call up and find out about that thing.
Yeah.
So he has a bracelet.
Yeah, we all had a bracelet, yeah.
No, he has like an ADA bracelet or...
I don't know. He had some sort of documentation.
I need to get on that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to... They'd be crazy if they accepted epilepsy because I'm like, I can't go on any of these fucking rides.
I know, but like, maybe they do. I don't know.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to try it out.
So, you know, as a regular guy who doesn't have that thing, the wife and I had one date night.
Yeah.
But we were in Animal Kingdom because that's where we were that day.
That's what I said, your favorite ride.
And I was like, you have to do this fucking Avatar ride. I was like, it's going to blow your mind. So,
yeah.
But we didn't have the fast pass for it. I go up to the guy and go, hey, you know, we're trying to, you know, our things aren't working. It's under someone else's name. And they keep on, you know, we can't get our own shit. She's got to do it. I was like, I got to take her on this Avatar thing, man. I got to. And I was like, do you have any, like, cool guy passes that you can do? You know, what can you
cool
do?
Cool guy passes. Yes.
And the guy's like, let me see. He scans it, and he's typing, and he's like, yeah. And, oh, man, everything's all booked up. And then the manager's, like, kind of looking over his shoulder and stuff, and the manager walks over, and like, he goes, don't tell anybody you saw Tom. He goes, you're all set. Fucking, I got the hookup from Tom.
You turn around, he's got his dick out, yeah. And it's tattooed on it, Tom.
Yeah. Wife got on it and she was fucking screaming the whole time. She had a blast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because it vibrates.
Yeah. It does vibrate.
Whoa.
You get like water spit in your face and stuff too.
The smells. It's crazy. Yeah.
No, it's a pretty good ride.
It's awesome.
It's a pretty good ride. You should do it high next time.
There was a guy like two seats over from me who sat down, and kind of a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Bigger than me.
Yeah.
He sits down in it, and they start to close the thing. He goes, I can't do it. Nope. I got to get out. I can't do this.
Yeah.
And they had to like stop everything for him to get off. He was freaking out.
It's crazy because it's 3 stories high.
Yeah, yeah. You don't realize that when you're in the thing.
No. Actually, I did.
You did?
I was looking around like, oh, man.
Yeah. I'm so high right now.
It's it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's... That's my stories.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Only took 24 minutes.
While we're transitioning off that, I just wanted to give a shout-out to our sponsors, 14 Finches, 14finches.com, which does not exist, for all your graphic design needs, and also Texas Pharmaceutical Consultants, which I think is the name of the company.
Yep.
When you're looking for some consulting on your pharmaceuticals in Texas, you call Texas Pharmaceutical Consultants. It sounds like an illegal drug operation. So moving, Moving on. All right. Do you have any jokes this week?
The only thing I have is the father-in-law called yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were telling him how cold it was here because the temperatures just plummeted here in Austin, Texas. God, we got a little snow yesterday.
Yeah,
we did. And he goes, hey, just think about it. You could be here having to blow snow. And I said, who's Snow and when do I get to meet him? And he laughed
like you wouldn't believe.
He laughed for like 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was
Wait,
hilarious.
You told me that was a... Before we started, you're like, I have a dad joke.
It is kind of a dad joke. It's a joke I said to a dad.
Oh, man. Yeah. Licky boom boom man. Snow. Where's that guy?
Oh, man. He went to jail.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
For what?
For murder.
Tax of... No way.
For murder. Before murder. It became Snow. Yeah. Murder. That's what that song is about.
Yeah, but what happened afterwards?
Oh, he's Canadian. He lives in Canada. I actually saw like a Where Are They Now on VH1 or something with him.
Yeah.
And they were like, Snow's the coolest. And like, he's just like a guy with glasses in a townhouse. In like a little suburb.
He works at a TGI Fridays. I should know that. Maybe I know him. See Canadian rapper Snow of Informer fame then and now. This is on the FW.com.
Ooh.
Fuck who? What is that? Look at that guy. He looks like one of the Beastie Boys.
Looks like Bono.
Oh, man.
Does is it Bono? Like,
no.
On the right, it looks like Bono.
Bono. I wonder if he's Jewish.
Is that Snow?
Kenneth O'Brien, a.k.a. Snow, gained international success with a debut single, Informer. He grew up in a rough neighborhood in Toronto and Jamaican neighbors. He does sound Jamaican.
You're making me crazy.
I bet he would get accused of cultural appropriation these days.
Oh, man. It sucks living nowadays.
I meant by guys in Alaska.
Oh.
Inuit. The Inuit, folks. That was a joke that went nowhere. Cultural appropriation?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Hey, you know what's crazy? Cultural appropriation. That's nuts. Hey, did you ever stare into a toilet and think, Andy Dufresne could be down there right now?
I haven't. He's laughing. Andy.
I was looking into a toilet peeing and I was like, Andy Dufresne was down there.
Do you know those guys who go into like porta cans and like hide down there?
Yeah.
Like waiting for girls to come and
yeah.
Do shit in their mouths?
Yeah.
Like the McAfee guy. Did That's you watch good. That documentary?
No. McAfee?
Yeah. You got to see that documentary. Like the McAfee antivirus guy?
I'm never, ever watching another documentary that you suggest. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But you suggested a documentary for me to see this week,
yeah.
And I'm never taking a suggestion from you ever again.
You're ridiculous, because it was fantastic. But this McAfee guy, it's called like Gringo. That's the name of the documentary.
All right, yeah.
And this guy goes to this island,
yeah.
Right, the John McAfee.
Yeah.
He's like hundreds of millions of dollars, goes to this island,
yeah.
Starts like bribing the government, buying them like boats and stuff like that so the police can use them, ends up like pretty much running this island.
Yeah.
Gets all these like young girls as like live with them as prostitutes and stuff.
Talk to me.
And they're all like, yeah, he never had sex with us, but what he would like to do is he cut a hole in a hammock and he wanted us to sit on the hammock and we would shit in his mouth. And that's how he got off.
In his mouth.
In his mouth.
That is not secure. I don't trust that McAfee product at all. Are you serious?
Yeah. And then he ends up getting his neighbor killed or killing his neighbor himself.
Yeah.
Not clear how.
Yeah.
And then he was running for fucking president when Trump was running.
No, he wasn't.
Yep.
He was?
Yep.
McAfee?
McAfee. An independent or a Green Party or something.
I voted for Gary Johnson, and I could have voted for that guy. Are you
did
serious?
Did you vote for Gary Johnson?
No, I voted for the other lady, even though I didn't even like her either.
Yeah.
I just exercised my
for
right
Hillary
to...
Clinton.
No.
That's the other lady.
No. It was another Green Party lady. I thought she was a wingnut, but I was voting on principle alone.
Yeah.
I said, this is bullshit. We shouldn't be forced to vote for two different parties because they're both fucking crazy maniacs. Yeah.
Gary Johnson really blew it.
When he went on like news and was like, blah.
He's like, what's a Aleppo? Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was an erectile dysfunction drug.
Aleppo's a great organization where they wear funny hats.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here's another one.
I can't wait to talk about the documentary with you.
You know, I know. We're going to get through these jokes, though. Or do you want me to pause on the jokes?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know those automatic hand dryers they have in public restrooms now? Those things are terrible. They barely work on water. What makes people think they're going to work on groin spackle?
Groin spackle?
Semen. Should I have said semen?
No.
Groin spackle's pretty good.
Jisms.
Do you ever use spackle?
Yeah, I've used spackle.
It's thick. It's thicker than semen. Yeah. So maybe that's why it doesn't work. I don't sleep with my wife anymore. I watch two human beings come out of her, and the worst part is, it's my fault. Try to do something nice and it backfires. Just like that time I donated to St. Jude's Children's Cancer Hospital, and now they won't stop calling me. Another decision I'll be haunted with for the rest of my life. You know what's the worst part about that, though? After birth. It's like those babies are traveling with a carry-on filled with blood. The airlines wouldn't accept this type of behavior. Why should we? Get out of here, babies.
The whole first half you could have just cut off.
I know. I did a fucking shit setup for afterbirth. Get out of here, babies.
Don't talk about kid cancer anymore in this podcast.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Do you have cancer?
No. Who knows?
Wait, did I talk about kid cancer?
St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the joke is...
that you donated and they keep calling you?
Yeah, and now that was a terrible decision.
Yeah. Was it, though? You're a real piece of shit.
Nevertheless, do you think you would find it funny one time, just one time, to sit under a hammock and get shit on? Not in your mouth, just on your head.
No.
I think it would. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
not diarrhea, but just like a nice curler.
You're always chancing it. You never know what's coming out of there.
No, you know, it's shit.
No, you don't know until it's on you.
Yeah, well, it's like it's like rolling dice.
What race do you think would be the cleanest poops that would go on you?
Icelandic.
Icelandic? Yeah. They eat that rotten shark meat.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
In Iceland?
Yeah. Or is that Greenland? What's the difference?
Know. Maybe it's Africa, because they eat like...
No.
All they do is eat meat.
No. It's either Iceland or Greenland. That they get, like, it's fermented shark. It's like rotten shark meat.
No, I'm back on them. I'm back on
pooping?
That.
Oh.
Yeah, the pooping thing.
I'm thinking Asian.
Fermented shark meat.
Yeah.
Asian?
Yeah.
No.
Rice and sushi?
I guess rice would bind it up. Yeah. Yeah, you need fiber in the diet to keep it all thick. So you'd have to have a lot of fruit. So maybe like Hawaiian?
No. You seen fucking Hawaiians?
Yeah.
Yeah. A Hawaiian
I haven't
woman.
Seen fucking Hawaiians. I've seen Hawaiians.
Have you seen Hawaiians fucking?
I don't do Hawaiian porn.
You don't?
That's my next thing. I got to check it out.
You do.
Report next week. Hawaiian porn.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's go to Pornhub for a sec. I wonder if they have Hawaiian porn.
I'm sure.
Yeah, keep going while I'm doing this.
It's just going to be Dog the Bounty Hunter and his wife. Hey, brah.
Hey.
Brah.
Take off that brah. Hey, she has cancer. All right? So don't be such an asshole.
She has huge tits.
Yeah, well, they're about to get caught off.
Oh, so man.
You're being a jerk right now. You're being a total jerk.
So, I got to think Asian would just have a nice little rabbit turds. They just bounce off you, roll off. Like, there'd be no
yeah,
smears
but is
or
that? Oh, like Christmas Eve. Oh, my God. Impregnation fantasy. That's kind of my thing. What? I like pregnant ladies.
I know, but that it said impregnation, not.
Yeah. But she's also. She looks like she's just touching herself. I don't know if she knows how to get impregnated. Maybe that's not going to do it.
Yeah. Maybe she has cum on her fingers.
Oh, man. It's all locked up now. God damn it, Pornhub. Actually, I don't blame Pornhub. I blame your thing.
Yeah.
Let's just do Hawaiian porn. How do you spell Hawaii?
H-A-W-A-I-I.
Hawaiian 5-0? No. Hawaiian rolls. Hawaiian pork. Hawaiian porn. Here we go. Yep. Hawaiian porn videos on Pornhub. Hey. Sweet. That was the first one that came up. It's not even says ad next to it or anything.
What?
That's good stuff. Look at these images. They're all like grayed out.
That's just their skin tone.
Oh, no. Double Pimp SSLD. That's not good.
Nope.
Did you ever see these ones? Where it's those things? Where it's like the cartoons?
This little GIF?
I think that's a... it's going to disturb me forever, because that's like an animated person from Fortnite.
Oh.
The kids play Fortnite. That's not good. I don't like that.
I bet you that's what kids look at nowadays.
Ooh, livejasmine.com. All right. This is not coming up. What a mistake. Now this...
Speaking of mistakes.
Yeah. You telling me to watch that documentary is a mistake.
Okay.
Why don't you lay this shit out and how you actually found this thing?
Okay. It was on the search thing of...
movies you'd like?
No, on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was just one of the new releases. And then I heard Brendan Schaub talk about it on The Fighter and the Kid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So okay.
I was like, oh, I'll check it out. Even though he has terrible taste in everything, that guy.
Yeah.
So I checked it out and...
Nose size and everything.
It blew my fucking mind, that documentary.
The documentary is about what?
It's about a Mormon family who... It basically gets infiltrated by a guy in their church, and this guy literally does anything he can to be with the 12-year-old daughter.
Right.
Including what? Do you have notes?
Oh, I have notes. I took notes as I was watching. I just paused it, and then I went back because I'm like, this is unbelievable. So this guy moves into town and like moves across the street or something, and immediately he's like this gregarious guy. He's got a family. He's got kids.
Yeah.
And these two families start kind of melding together like best friend families. And it goes way downhill from there. Way downhill.
Yeah.
The guy basically...
They break the documentary into like two halves, though. Like the half that's creepy. And then the half with just the daughter that gets fucking bananas.
So I would not say that. That was not my takeaway.
No?
My takeaway was I was horrified. Horrified. By the first, like, let me look at my, because I wrote down, like, times on this thing. Probably for the first 20 minutes, because it was an hour and a half. Yeah. Until, like, 1:10, I was like, what? So, it really goes into, like, disgusting detail of how this guy basically falls in love with a 10-year-old girl, or 9-year-old girl, I think, at the time, or something like that. He like, fixates on this girl, and then just starts to work his way in there. So... the parents are even saying, so they interview the dad separately and the mom separately and the daughter, who the story's about. They interview them all separately and they start going into detail, each one of them, on how this guy starts like laser focusing attention on the daughter. And they were like, it seemed weird, but we don't know. And then he started taking her out like on her own, like yeah. coming over and be like, hey, let's go horseback riding or hey, whatever. So, but they also lay it out like, this girl she'd been abducted twice by this guy. Two times. So you're like, how the fuck does this happen?
Yeah.
This guy is a genius. So this movie is equal parts disgusting.
Documentary, not movie.
Sorry. Yeah. Documentary, because it's real. Disgustingly horrific in its vile descriptions of what actually occurs.
Yeah.
And slapstick hilarious. These people, the dumbest
family in America.
So, the first part.
Oh, spoiler alerts ahead, folks! If you want to watch the documentary, pause this, watch it, and come back.
Yeah. So, the guy. So, the first time he abducts her, the parents wait for 5 fucking days before they call anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone. So the guy basically comes over and says, hey, I want to take Jan. Her name's Jan. I want to take her horseback riding. She loves horseback riding. Takes the girl horseback riding and never comes back. And so they wait until the evening. The wife comes over from, you know, this guy. His name's Bob Bergdahl or something. Bergdahl.
Yeah.
Comes over and is like, I don't know where Bob is. I haven't heard from him either. And they say, all right, well, you know, let's just wait until tomorrow.
We trust him.
We trust him.
Yeah.
Let's just wait until tomorrow. Even though they've already laid out, this guy's kind of laser focused on Jan. It's kind of weird, right? Yeah. So that was Thursday. So Friday, they haven't heard from anybody. So they're like, all right, let's give it one more day.
Yeah.
Our 9-year-old daughter is off with this guy that no one knows where to. Let's give it one more day. So on Saturday, they decide to call the FBI.
No, they don't. because Saturday was the weekend. They didn't want to bother anybody on the weekend.
No. They called the field office, and the field office was closed.
Close, okay.
And she says, you know what? I'll just wait till Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday, they finally get in touch with the FBI. And the FBI agent is outside of Bob Bergdahl's brother, is probably my favorite character in this whole thing. Because he's just fucking like, he's like, these people waited people. 5 days.
Yeah.
These fucking idiots waited 5 days to call me.
Bob Bergdahl's brother is the man, though.
Bob He's so the man. So they're so good friends with him, they call him B. Yeah. Like, his name's B. So, finally, how the fuck did they find her the first time?
I think the FBI finds her.
Where are they, though?
They're in Mexico.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but the part we missed that they filled in later was during the time leading up to there, their families would go together and whatever, and the wife goes on a retreat, a Mormon retreat or something with Bergdahl, and he gets to second base with her, starts making out with her, and she's
makes her
like,
feel like a woman again.
He was so attractive. Yeah. He
grabbed my breasts.
And he grabbed my, he touched my breasts, and it was the worst thing I ever did for my marriage. Yeah. Now, she said that then.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten anything yet.
Nope.
So then they set this up before that to say he systemically tore them apart as a couple.
But I mean, he did that to the wife. He's still got a husband.
Still got a husband.
Yeah.
So what does he do with the
devoted father?
So what does he do with the husband?
Well, I don't know. What does he do?
He comes over and he's like, Bob, he Let's comes go over for to a the ride. Flower shop. Yeah. So Bob, this other guy owns a flower shop. The dad, I forget what the dad's name is. Hey, man, we got to go for a ride. I got to talk to you. So the dad gets in the car, drives Bob around, and they pull over to a park somewhere, and Bob's like, I can't stand my wife. She's bothering the shit out of me. I just can't stand her. And I'm so frustrated. And the father at this point goes, and I can see that he's aroused.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, look, I just need a little help. You know, can you help me out? And then the guy's like, and we both just started laughing.
Yeah.
But then he kept just asking. He said, hey, you know, it's just what, you know, it's like
what
kids
guys do.
It's what kids do.
Yeah, it's what kids do.
It's what kids do. And then so he pauses and he starts getting all choked up and he's like, and so I did it. I relieved him.
I masturbated him.
And it was the worst thing I ever did for my marriage.
Yeah.
So now that's the worst thing he's ever done for his marriage.
Yeah.
He jerked a dude off.
Okay.
So
do you think that was the first time he's jerked off a guy?
No. He owns a flower shop.
Yeah.
This is not the first time he's ever done that.
No.
However.
Nor is it the last.
I will say, this guy's reaction to that, he's so like bent out of shape about it, right?
Yeah.
So it's fucking hilarious. Because if I had to retell that story, I'd be like, and then, I jerked him off. Not my best day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the best decision I had.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, we laughed it off. I'm not proud of it, but I jerked off a guy in a park.
Whatever.
Went back to the flower store. So then he kidnaps the daughter, takes her on the horseback riding trip, kidnaps the daughter. Marries her in Mexico. Tells everybody he wants to come back and marry her in the United States. He's brainwashed this girl into like calling the parents and saying like, convincing them that he wants to, that they should get married. So now the daughter...
So that's when he calls his brother and has his brother call.
Ha! Yes.
Yeah.
So I wrote that part down specifically. So where are we here?
We're in Mexico.
This is like 20 minutes in. They're already in Mexico. He's already stolen her once.
Yeah.
And he goes, the brother's like, they just bring the brother up on screen. They put his name underneath, like Bob Bergdahl's brother. And he goes, he's got his arms crossed. And he's like, my brother's always been a sexual pervert.
Yeah, this guy is great.
Oh.
He has zero empathy.
No,
he could be a serial killer too.
He totally could.
Funny.
He totally could.
Yeah,
my brother's always been a sexual pervert.
Yeah, he's like, I turned him in. Whatever.
So, what the fuck? I'm trying to think. Bob and I say, oh, so then he comes back, right? They bring him back and he's up on charges for kidnapping her. So he basically threatens the parents, like, hey, you know, I grabbed your titties and I jerked you off. Like, I'm going to bring this out in the public. Yeah. Everyone.
Like, oh, you want everyone to know that you jerked me off? You homo.
Yeah. So exactly. Yeah. So, and their side of this was, we're not going to protect our daughter. We're really concerned about like how this would look.
Yeah.
If we did, because, you know, what are we going to do about the flower shop?
We have a flower shop to
worry about here. So they sign these affidavits and say, yeah, you can go. You're good.
Oh, I guess we gave him the impression that it was okay something. Yeah.
To take our daughter and marry her. And so now the daughter's brainwashed and she's bullshit. And he ends up, no. Before that happens.
Okay. So on the trip there.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens? This is the second half that I'm talking about. That I thought it.
Which part?
With the voice box.
No, it's before then.
No, that's on the trip to Mexico where.
No, it's not. It's the second time. That's on the trip to California. No, that's the second time.
I'm telling you. It's on the trip.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because when she gets back, she's like, yeah, I gotta get you're back right. for the mission.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go.
He drugs her.
Yep.
He drugged her on the way to Mexico and got into his RV and drove her there, right?
Yep.
And so in the whole time, he had this voice box. So he keeps drugging her, had this voice box, and convinced her that she had been kidnapped by aliens.
Yes.
Vernos and Vlagnos.
It's like Xenos and... Yeah.
And that she was going to fall in love with like the next dude that she saw. And so that it was him.
Kids are so stupid.
I can't do it. I can't talk about like... Please don't go into that part.
No, but basically...
They graphic... So this is why this also story is horrifically horrible. Yeah. Horrible. Because they talk about like really specific details.
Yeah.
On
about how... Yeah. 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 He broke her in.
Yeah. Okay?
But she fell hook, line, and sinker for this. She's half an alien.
Yep.
And she needs to get pregnant by this guy
to
save her alien planet.
Right. But the
this is like... What? Okay, gay father, mother gets banged by the guy.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Are you blaming her for doing that?
No.
She's a fucking 12.
No, I'm not blaming her.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that, like, she didn't have a chance.
Yeah, this story is...
But the fact that she buys this hook, line, and sinker is crazy. Another amazing part is, so they drop the charges, they get back.
Yeah.
Then what happens with the mom?
The mom... Bangs the dude.
The mom bangs him. she like wants to have a little. Yeah.
She wants to have a life with him. So then she says, "I have intercourse with him, and it's the worst thing I've ever done to my marriage." Yeah. So now they're like systemically upping the ante. And the thing that I never figured out is, did they get separated? Like, are they together?
They're together still. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You know, that's what
a cuck.
Beard.
This guy's a cuck.
Yeah.
Cuck and a half.
I mean, he's a gay man.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so true.
Yeah.
So here's my second favorite part of the entire movie. So.
All right. So you're happy that I had you watch this, right?
I'm thrilled.
Okay.
Although I will say there are some things that they graphically discuss in there that it's revolting.
It's horrible.
It's fucking terrible. But you have to live through it to get to the funny parts.
Yeah.
So. And I just keep thinking of like, what's that fucking show where it's like,
Benny Hill?
Benny Hill show.
Yeah.
That theme song runs through my head every time I see these parents
when
I'm watching this thing. Because I'm like, there's no way these people could live on this earth.
That's so dumb.
Mormons are fucking so dumb.
And I think they're fucking rich too. Like, they seem like they had money.
They got John Smith money. I'll pay them. Making it rain. Yeah, this guy couldn't get a second wife.
Yeah.
This woman took a second husband. That's not part of the deal.
No, that's
not
how it works.
The other way around. I saw all that fucking...
I saw Big Love.
I done saw that.
I did that.
I done saw that Gene Triplehorn. So, the guy kidnaps her again. Yeah. Again. Because he built a wall downstairs in their basement.
Yeah.
He built a wall... For the daughter to separate the two daughters that were living down there so that he could kind of come freely and go. So he ends up snuggle. Yeah. So he takes her and it's like, hey, we're going, and it, like, leaves. They go to California or something.
Yeah.
So he's gone and she's gone, and he's up on charges for kidnapping her still or something like that. I forget what happened at this part, that I'm trying to figure out how he took her, but then they all weren't sure that he actually took her.
Because he kept calling, saying that she wasn't with him.
Right.
Because he was still in Utah.
And they believed him. Of course, believed him. So this is my favorite fucking part. They play the exact phone calls of the, and so he calls the house.
Oh, hey, B.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. Because it's not even, it's like, hey, B. And he's like, hey, Diane, it's Bob Bergdahl.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hey, B. And he's like, so I heard from Jan today. Meanwhile, Jan's been gone for weeks.
Yeah.
I heard from Jan today. And she goes, oh, really? How's she doing? Her daughter who's just missing.
Yeah.
She tells me that she loves me and she wants to marry me. Oh, do you want to marry her?
Do you still want to marry her too?
And he's like, I do. I really think we're meant to be together. And she goes, and he's like, I want to marry her. I really do. And she says, oh, I don't know about that. This is the mother.
Yeah.
This is the mother of this girl.
They are spineless fucking people. It's unbelievable.
She's just like unfazed.
Yeah.
Unfazed by this whole thing.
Yeah.
So they finally find the girl because the FBI starts audio taping these phone calls, and this is how you hear them. And it's hilarious and maddening to listen to this mother not give two shits. Oh, did you talk to Jan today?
Yeah.
How did she sound? Good? Well, that's good.
I hope she's changing her underwears.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. Yeah. Is she a good kisser now? Or? So they find her at like this boarding school or whatever, and they find Bob and they arrest him.
Yeah. He had brought her up there saying it was his daughter and he was in the CIA and was deep undercover or something. And they bought it too. Everyone is so stupid.
In any other instance, there's no way this guy would have gotten away with any of this stuff. Like the alien voice box, the whole thing where he's in the CIA, the fact that he just takes a girl and they don't even call for 5 days. The whole thing is just, you'd never believe it was true if they didn't have the woman on, Jan, who was the girl at the time, just like, just pouring through tears, telling the story, just like heartbroken.
Yeah.
So they come back and then Bergdahl firebombs. He firebombs the flower shop. Try to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
And so he finally gets arrested and he admits to all of it and they have it audio taped. And then the craziest fucking thing is that the family writes a book about this. Not the daughter, the mom.
Yeah.
The mom writes a book about this entire story. The entire story. The mom writes it. One of the biggest dolts in the whole story writes a book about it to make money off of this thing. Yeah. And then the daughter's like, yeah, so now I go around with my mother telling the story so other people can avoid it. It's like, people should avoid your mother. She's a fucking maniac. Yeah.
Especially at her age.
Yes.
You do not forgive. You distance yourself from them forever.
Yes.
Like, are you fucking kidding?
I wouldn't trust them with fucking car keys.
Yeah. I watched that and I'm like, he's got to fucking watch this. This is bananas.
So I'm watching it on a plane on my phone and there's a guy next to me. And every now and again, I keep looking over because he's looking at the phone and his face was like, I'm not even listening, but this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so they go into this whole explanation. Like the wife is like, oh, he's handsome. He's, you know, very energetic and he's the opposite of my husband. And I really am attracted to him.
Yeah.
And then you see a picture of him.
He looks like a fish.
He looks like a thumb.
Yeah.
He looks like an infected thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not attractive. He's got weird, like guppy lips. It's like he's got fish lips. It's the weirdest looking guy. Yeah.
He looks like the merman that came out of the sea in like the 1950s.
Yeah, yeah, he's got like a flappy head from South Park. He's a Canadian from South Park.
I have got to move to Utah.
Yeah,
I'd be fucking cleaning up.
You would be.
I'd have all the wives.
Yeah,
all of them.
And they'd love butt stuff too, right up your alley.
Love it.
Yeah,
I bet they do.
They do. You know that? That's a thing.
Mormons like butt stuff.
Mormon girls.
Yeah,
you can slam them in their butt all grown up.
Like from six on.
No. I mean, as you know,
creep. Before they get married,
exactly.
That's a Catholic girl thing too, though. That allegedly,
please.
Allegedly,
are you fucking kidding me?
Could barely get one to nibble the old Schmin's elbow.
Schmin's elbow. So, abducted in plain sight.
5 stars.
Yeah,
5 stars.
Fucking crazy.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, it is bananas. Even though you know exactly what's going to happen, but
no, you don't. Well, yes, you know, like you read the thing and it's like this. It's a story about a girl who was abducted twice by the same guy. And you're like,
how?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, did he must have broken out of jail and like somehow drove up in his windowless van and grabbed her again.
Nope.
Not at all how it happened. Parents basically put her on a platter and says like, hey, you can have her. Take her.
Not only that, but let me jerk you off there,
hey,
pal.
B. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he bangs the mom and he gets a handy from the dad.
Yeah.
A handy.
I'm sure that went further than that.
He
definitely slurped it off his fingers. He was like,
I would love to hear it. So they don't tell Bergdahl's part of the story, but he was probably like,
yeah,
that dude. Yeah. What a dummy.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? The dad came on to me.
He was like, do it for Xenos.
Yeah. Yeah. You the fucking
flower pickler.
Yeah. I was like, when the alien voices came on, I was like, wait a fucking time out.
Yeah. The alien voice is like, you must.
Yeah.
But the poor girl. So, hey, dude.
I don't blame the
you're
girl.
You're disturbing me a little bit.
I don't
this.
Blame the girl one bit, okay? I just.
Because she's like 12.
The fact that he thought to do that
I know.
Fucking bananas.
It's the most.
I would think, I can't do that. Of course she'll know that it's not real.
Yeah. I can't have an intercom system where I'm pretending to be an alien telling her that she has to sleep with the next man that she sees.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. Or like her sister would be next or something like that.
Yeah.
So
that's
the classic one.
Yeah.
But usually it doesn't come wrapped in an alien story.
Yeah.
Over an intercom.
Yeah.
And then, so he uses the intercom. I'd love to know where this intercom system comes from. This is like Bluetooth before Bluetooth was invented because he put it next to her bed when she got home.
Yeah.
He would still do it.
Yeah. He's got skills.
How the it's just deconstructing this thing. It's like, how does a guy even get in the house?
Yeah.
He gets back in their house again.
Oh, because he built secret doors.
I know.
It's fucking
unbelievable.
Yeah.
This guy is a genius.
He's an evil genius.
He's a
or just a genius, whatever way you want to see him.
No, he's in regular life, the guy wouldn't survive 10 seconds.
No.
Somebody would take a bat to his head. He found the perfect family.
Yeah. Oh, man. You could have all their money. It would be so easy.
You could get that flower shop in no time. I don't know why he didn't try to do that.
Yeah. That's what I would. Oh, you need that flower money.
Get the old
flower
tulip.
Power.
Yep. I'm going to stick him in the old tulip bulb.
Tulips? Hey, I know you gave me handy, but I want them tulips.
You mind if I bang your wife? I do. Too late.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, B.
Thanks for rubbing my tits that one time.
He was so energetic.
Yeah.
And he was handsome. He was the exact opposite of my husband.
Yeah.
And this poor husband is bawling his eyes out the entire time. He gives a hand job to a guy and says it's the worst thing that he's ever done to his marriage.
Yeah.
I broke her vows.
Yeah. She's like, not only did I make out with him and get felt up, but then after he kidnapped my daughter, I went back to bang him.
I banged him.
And she stayed with him for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They had like a 7 or 9 month relationship.
Yeah.
Where, he was out of the house and
the husband actually manned up and filed for divorce.
Right. But then she came back.
Then she came back.
And then he firebombs the flower shop.
Yeah.
And then the husband says, grabs all the daughters and the wife and is like,
let it burn.
Let it burn. I have everything I need right here.
Yeah.
This guy's such a fucking idiot. So seriously, this is a 5 boners up show. You got to see this thing. Yeah. It's fucking unbelievable.
Wacky. It is wacky. I love it.
Man, the movie's only an hour and a half. I think we just did a 30-minute recap.
Yeah.
But please, if you do nothing with your lives, and if you're listening to this, you're not doing much, you've got to watch this thing, Abducted at First Sight.
Yeah.
It's fantastic on Netflix.
Man, I got you to get one.
Yeah.
You're like one thing I've... I've offered up.
Yeah. Yeah, that Avengers movie was garbage, but actually it was okay. That was the other movie that you asked me to watch.
Which one?
The Avengers. No, was it Thor? Maybe it was
Oh, Ragnarok. Yeah.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock. Ragnarok. Well, anyway.
You like Korg, the stone guy?
I did.
Meek.
Yeah.
With Meek?
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, my God. I think I just broke my foot. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, you are.
Ow.
It's not broken.
Oh, I pulled like a muscle in it.
Quickly. Speaking of broken something.
Wait a second.
There's one new story. I know we're running a little long.
Can you jerk me off?
I just need a release.
I need a release from my foot.
There was a guy who was banging his wife. He's a 40-something-year-old man. His wife is 30-something.
Oh, yeah.
And banging his wife and feels a snap with his penis. He's about 5 feet, I think.
Oh, is that how tall he is?
I think so, because the picture of him and his wife.
So.
His wife looks like she would snap your penis during sex.
Yeah. Well, that's always, I'll be honest with you, that's always my nightmare thought. Like,
really?
When a dude's riding me. Man claims he heard penis snap during traumatic injury. During traumatic injury. You'd think it'd be like, you know, during sex.
Well, it was traumatic.
During sexual intercourse with Bob Bergdahl. All right.
Yeah, that's what it is. I just showed him the picture of the snapping.
No. Wait.
That is during the repairs. Okay.
Okay, so they had skinned it open.
But you see the break in it?
No.
Turn it back around and look at the break.
I know.
Give me a break. I broke my penis on my Amazon wife. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, about almost at the base of the shaft.
Guy's got a big dick, though. Big dick head.
I think it's a lot of the skin peeled up.
I'm talking about the head.
But I think it's all the skin peeled up to the top.
Ow!
Yeah.
Shit.
So the dude really snapped his penis. And that's the underneath, because that's his sack right there. So that's underneath. So they're folding it back up.
So he tore the muscles. So
it's up on his belly button. Yeah. So he snapped the underneath muscle.
Oh, we'll put a link to that on the website. Should we put the picture? I don't think you should lick it. First of all, it's a phone. Who knows what that's
been. Just put the whole phone in my mouth.
Oh, my God. That is fucking horrible. Yeah. So how do they fix it?
Stitches and time.
Stitches. Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, broken penises get stitches.
How long do you think you'll wait before you have someone ride your penis again?
Oh.
Because that's an injury.
No one's riding it. I'm doing the thrusting from that on out.
I wonder what the scar tissue makes, what happens.
Scar tissue that I wish you saw.
Could you imagine like every time, because I mean, you know, you get, how many times can you get a boner a week just sporadically? How many times are you? Yeah.
A day or a week? Let's go a day.
Let's go with a day.
Yeah, because that's a lot easier.
Or at least you get engorged a little bit, even a little bit.
In a day?
Yeah. Dozen times. Yeah, right? Yeah, Baker's, yeah. Let's go Baker's dozen.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, how do you heal? How would you heal?
I think that it's so painful it just won't happen. It's got to be.
No, but even when it stops being that painful, and I mean, you just get a boner and it will just rip.
Yeah.
Because it's not fully healed.
Yeah.
You'd have to get like chemically castrated.
Maybe.
I would ask for that.
Well, I mean, the court's going to demand it in your case.
But. Well, yeah, they already have. They tried to rip my dick off.
Yeah.
That and Bobbitt. Yeah. They're doing a lot of Bobbitt shows lately because it's been like 25 years since he got a Schmenz oboe. Remember when he did porn?
I never saw it.
I've always meant to look that up on Pornhub.
Yeah. I wonder if you could see the scar.
I bet they've got to. Yeah. They've got to show it.
Do you think he goes like, get down to the scar? The girl's like, oh, scar. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to break it off in you.
I'm going to leave it inside of you. Here's a little parting gift, bitch.
A little bit of the JB for you.
Yeah.
With John Wayne Bobbitt.
JWB.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. We'll put a link up to that picture if you're man enough to, 100%. Or woman enough.
And also, why don't you hit us up on Twitter, SoDumb_podcast. The website. www.thisissodumb.com or hit us up on the email address dummies@thisissodumb.com. How about throw a like or rate? Rate us, like us, slap us, smack at us.
Flip it, rub it down.
We've got some brand new stickers. You're going to start seeing them around town.
Yep.
All over the nation.
Yep.
We'll send them out to you. Boston, let's hear you. California, you want some? You got some. Nevada, fuck off. We don't care about you.
Yeah. Florida, you're our demo.
Florida, we're about to paper you.
Yeah.
We're about to splash it.
Yeah, we're gonna be like a Nazi propaganda. We're gonna drop it out of planes.
Oh man. All right, www.thisissodumb.com. Check it out. And by the way, this has been so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.